Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome once again, dear viewers. It is the third day of Eid, rather, and we commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher, and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim uridwan. It gives me great pleasure to once again, alhamdulillah, welcome all the viewers of Madini channel throughout the globe. I am, yes, in the company of respected Mawlana Abdul Qadir, Qadiri Mu'in Yattari, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, and together we would love to welcome all the viewers of Madini channel to the Early Echo program. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again for giving us this blessed day, alhamdulillah, being in the third day of Eid after completing the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, we have done many, many virtuous deeds throughout the month of Ramadan. And now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, our focus should be to continue pleasing our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. A beautiful parable with relation to reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wasabi, it is stated that once a beggar approached some unbelievers, and requested and begged for some money. So they did not give him anything. And rather at a distance, they had seen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem from where they were. So they directed this beggar's attention and said to the beggar that, why do you ask from us? Ask from that personality. Allah. Their intention was to mock and make a joke out of him. Ya Sayyidi, so happened that, subhanallah, that beggar, taking the advice of the unbelievers, he goes to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu. And those non-Muslims assume that since his physical state is simple, his simplicity is such that he keeps nothing for himself. So when he would not be able to give anything to this beggar, he would laugh and make some joke and mockery out of him. Astaghfirullah wa a'udhu billah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, that beggar goes and begs before Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu, who then also noticed and seen that he did not come on his own accord, rather he was sent to me by those people. So he told this beggar, show me your fist, open your hands, your palms. So he opened his palms and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu recited Durood Pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he blew into the hands and palms of this beggar, told him to close his fist tight, and advised him to open his fist before those non-Muslims. Allahu Akbar. When the beggar approached those non-Muslims again, they were already laughing, Mu'asab, perhaps thinking that by blowing, what's going to happen? If you want to give something, you've got to put your hands into your pocket and then gift or give something to some person. Just by making dam, what is going to happen? But to their surprise, when this beggar opened his hands, Mu'asab, there was a golden coin in the hand of the beggar. Allahu Akbar. Seeing this karamat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, many of those people embrace Islam, Mu'asab. This is the karamat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Together with this, it is the blessings of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. So keep reciting durood pak. We often motivate the viewers of Madini channel. A lot of people, Mu'asab, have alhamdulillah started reciting durood pak in large numbers. Starting from 313, there are different figures a person can recite 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. 313 is such a number that ulama and scholars have said, whoever would recite 313 times Durood e Pak, then he would be amongst those who excessively recite Durood e Pak. Alhamdulillah. So agar aap chahte ki aapka bhi naam us fehrist mein, us list mein aa jaye, to increase your love for the beloved Rasul, and this can increase by you following his sunnah and reciting Durood e Pak. inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wasab, a very famous kalam which was coming on Madinah channel for some time, and I think I have requested for this kalam many a time, that this is one of my favorite kalams as well, and I'm sure it is the favorite kalam for the viewers as well. We have a kalam, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya,
subhanallah subhanallah,
wo phir unke tukdon ko jod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Every couplet of this kalam is so unique, dear viewers of Madinah channel. It speaks about the ikhtiyar and about the authorities of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we even go towards the kalam, can Muasab shed some light with regards to the ikhtiyarat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially with this kalam, as he has so many beautiful, beautiful couplets, Muasab, inshallah. Maybe when we come back, we can translate one or two couplets for the viewers of Madinah channel. And because once a person establishes and realizes the dominance and the authority granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically Muasab, nearness and proximity is drawn closer to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is because we are unaware, we are running everywhere for our problems to get resolved, yet Allah azza wa jalla has appointed him as our master, as the one who removes our problems. Subhanallah, he is harisuna alaykum bil mu'mineen, raufur rahim. He is so merciful. He is rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto mankind, dear viewers of Madinah channel. He feels your pain. And inshallah azza wa jalla, if we will attain his closeness, our problems will also be resolved. Can Muasab shed some light on this aspect as well?
Subhanallah, definitely Muasab. As Huzur Mufti Azam Mahim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says, Khuda ki saltanat ka do jahan mein kaun dula hai? Tum hi tum ho, tum hi tum ho. Yaha tum ho, waha tum ho. Subhanallah. In the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's the one that is making the changes? Who's the one that is distributing in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking from the treasures of Allah, whose keys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in the hands of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, and alhamdulillah, in the words of Huzur Tajul Sharia rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, Zami ko asma kar dein, suraiya ko sara kar dein. Meaning it is in his control whether he wants to flip over the sky onto the earth and the earth onto the sky, or whether he wants to bring down the sky and put it onto the earth. Subhanallah. So such a lofty station Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, that nothing is beyond the capability of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So, and the sahaba of Rasulullah, they had no doubt. Whenever they asked for any authority, anything they wanted to ask, they never doubted that, you know, I'm going to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't know whether, you know, he can do this for me. They never had this doubt, subhanallah.
So whenever they went to the beloved Rasul, the questions were answered.
Subhanallah, definitely. If somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah, I want your company in Jannah. There was nothing such as saying, this is now beyond me. No, he wouldn't say that, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
As it is beautifully explained in this couplet, that, Jahabani hiba kar de, bhari jannat ata kar de, Nabi mukhtare kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata kar de.
Ata kar de, subhanallah.
As Sayyidina Rabi'a ibn Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he offered the wuzu water to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, you know, ask whatever you wish. And then he asked, Ya Rasulullah, I seek your company in Jannah. Direct question, subhanallah.
Allah.
Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all right, given. Is there anything else?
Wah, subhanallah.
You know, khud bheeg de aur khud kahe mangte ka bhala.
Mangte ka bhala ho.
He has granted his wish, and on top of that, he's asking, is there anything else I can do for you? Bas ya Rasulullah, that's all.
Subhanallah. In fact, Muasab, ikhtiyar that has no bounds and no limits, to this extent, ki agar koi insaan aake koi sawal puche, to uska jo dukh aur dard hai, wo to dur ho hi raha hai, Muasab. Unke ilawa, janwar bhi agar koi faryad lekar aaye na, Muasab. Subhanallah. Insects. Subhanallah. Look at insects, Muasab. Look at other creatures. They are other creatures of Allah Azza wa Jalla that also reside and live on the very same planet. From the smallest to the biggest, He is not only merciful for humans, But rather Allah Azza wa Jalla has made him merciful for everything that stays and lives on this planet Mars.
Subhanallah.
That includes jinns, it includes angels, it includes humans, includes animals, includes everything on this planet. Therefore, Mu'asab, a donkey came and brought its faryad in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One donkey said, Ya Rasulullah sallam, my ancestors were used for the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. I request you to kindly use me for your service as well.
Subhanallah.
The beloved Nabi did not turn down the donkey, and the donkey is such a conveyance, Mu'asab, and it's a creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla and used for transportation. However, this is that animal that was also in the isti'amal of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had brought this into his use, mashallah, for traveling, so on and so forth. And many other Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam had used donkeys. Likewise, camel, the ride of Hazrat Sayyidina Salih ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many other Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam also used it. Coming back to the donkey, I mean, donkey is that animal that even the Quran speaks about Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam's donkey being revived after 100 years.
Subhanallah.
So, hum jis janwar ko haqeer samajhte hain ya uske baare mein hum usko sataate bhi hain. They are such animals. Dekhen, donkey is that animal that brings every other animal's food on its back. Lekin uske saamne kachra rakha jata hai, Mohsa. It's given dirt to eat and it's ill-treated many a times. Yaad rakhein ki the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remove the sorrows and the pains of other creatures of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. They used to come with their problems and they plea in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu. Even if it was not that, even invitation like the bee, subhanallah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never turn down anyone's wish, dear viewers of Madini channel. And therefore we learn this from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. His ikhtiyarat was so much, dear viewers, that let alone the other ibadat which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Nazireen, ye bhi yaad rakhe, mashallah, throughout his blessed life, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on taking care of orphans, yateen, jinke paas maa-baap nahi hote. How should we respect them, love them, be kind towards them? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has such a beautiful example, and together with that, for our motivation, dear viewers, he says, whoever stroked the head of an orphan to please Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will have virtues for every hair that his hand passes over.
Subhanallah.
He will have virtues for every hair that his hand passes over, and whoever treats an orphan boy or girl with goodness, with kindness, he and I will be in paradise like this. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a gesture meeting his two fingers together, dear viewers of Madini channel. This hadith can be found in Musnad Ahmad and in many other books. And furthermore, explaining this beautiful hadith, how can we not read that the commentary of Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who mashallah opens up every other hadith, Mu'asab, and he very beautifully explained it so that we can understand what is meant by this hadith. That therefore, when you read the tarjama of the Quran, read tafsir, you read a hadith, read the commentary. It's very important, Mu'asab, to understand. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, furthermore, he says that imagine if you can have virtues and blessings written down for you for every hair that your hand passes over. This is only merely for striking the head of a child.
Allah.
Strike means to affectionately rub your hands and pass your hands over their heads.
Subhanallah.
When this is the thawab of only passing your hands over the head with affection, then how much of thawab would you get to spend your wealth over them? Allahu Akbar. How much of thawab and reward would you get to sponsor them something?
Subhanallah.
To educate them, to pay for their education, to pay for their household expenses, for example, or whatever the case may be, till wherever you can assist and help. Do this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then you shall see the blessings of a dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, let's listen with regards to what authorities have Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon His most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is mine and many other brothers' favorite kalam. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de. Isse sunte hain. And when we are done, inshallah, we shall continue with the program. Stay locked in tune with Madini channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rasul Allah. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे। کو توڑ دے جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا وما رمیت کہے خدا وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پیروں سے کے شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے مدینہ کی. ڈیئر ویورز, سبحان اللہ, آئی ایم شیور یو ہیو انڈرسٹڈ دا اردو, دو اٹس ڈیفیکلٹ فار مینی ویورز آن دا انگلش سائڈ آف اٹ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ اردو, بٹ ہاؤ ایور اٹ از سمپل اردو مصحف. یو نو آئی ایم شیور یو ہرڈ اباؤٹ سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ's نیم دیر, وہ نماز عصر جو قضا ہوئی. اللہ اکبر, دس ہول شیئر آف یئر اسپیکس اباؤٹ نماز عصر آف سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ بیکمنگ قضا ڈیو ٹو بینگ ان دا سروس آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا بیلوڈ آقا اینڈ ماسٹر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ریٹرن دا سن بیک ٹو اٹس پوزیشن ان آرڈر فار سیدنا علی کرم اللہ تعالی وجہہ الکریم ٹو ریڈ ہز نماز عصر. فرام دس مینی مینی پوائنٹس کم فارورڈ ڈیئر ویورز, وی کین ایکسٹریکٹ سو مینی پوائنٹس. Firstly, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ikhtiyar to pray to Allah azza wa jalla to return the son back to his position. In other words, even the son is obedient to the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Has ever anyone done something like this, Muasab? The sun rises from the east and sets in the west daily, Muasab. But that day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed the sun back from the west to its position.
Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam actually used it, as it mentioned in the Quran, as an argument to Namrud.
Allah, 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 Allah.
That, you know what, if you have that much authority, then do this. The sun rises from the east, make it rise from the west.
Allah.
He couldn't do it. Allahu Akbar. So this shows something, that this is such an extraordinary thing that, you know,
Allah,
not anyone is capable of doing it but our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the entire history of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him such power, subhanallah.
And then he says, لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا. سبحان اللہ. نو میٹر واٹ دا کیس مے بی, ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینہ چینل, پریزنٹ یور پلی ان دا کورٹ آف دا ہولیسٹ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ایز علامہ شرف الدین بصیری رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ہیڈ ڈن وین ہی ہیڈ ہیز کمپلینز ان دا فارم آف پلی. موسب, ہی انڈرونٹ لانگ ٹرم ٹریٹمنٹس. When he found no joy with the doctors that treated him, Muasab, he realized that now I should present my plea in the court of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, he presented the plea in the court of Allah azza wa jalla using the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in some couplets, and due to this pure wasila and an approach, subhanallah, his dua was accepted, and his taklif and long term calamity that he underwent, Muasab, alhamdulillah, through the blessings of reciting and composing this qasida, Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada,
subhanallah,
his problem was permanently removed. He was paralyzed from one side of his body. He was unable to walk and move, Muasab. But due to the dua which he had recited, mashallah, due to the qasida which he had composed, Allah azza wa jalla accepted his dua and removed his suffering.
Allah.
So why wouldn't our sufferings be removed if we also attain his nearness, Muasab? If we can also follow and become obedient to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muasab, in Ramadan, we have learned so many blessings, so many things, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. What is one of the most important things of a human being, Muasab, in order for his ibadat to be correct? If that misses, Muasab, then it could cause damages to many of his other worships that he has or that he does.
Subhanallah. The first thing is salah, as alhamdulillah, our Ustaz Sahib Shaykh al-Hadith, he would often tell us and quote this alhamdulillah statement of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he would say that Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala would often say that, you know what, this salah, if you lose, one who loses this, he will lose everything else more often. So this is where it all begins. If we can inshallah have our salah in check and protect our salah, as it has been commanded in the book of Allah, that protect your salah, especially the middle prayer. So which is the middle prayer? Salatul Asr. And inshallah, due to the barakah of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant istiqamah over all the other salahs, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I don't have istiqamah on salah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me istiqamah, and to all the viewers of Madani channel and all the Muslim ummah, alhamdulillah, because this is not something that is optional. This is something that has been made an obligation. And if we miss this, other things we will miss like crazy. Mm. We wouldn't have control over any other virtue if we are missing on the most virtuous thing. You know, even when Rasulullah ﷺ talks about the five pillars of Islam, after Iman, he discusses Salah, subhanAllah, and he says, As-salatu imaduddin, Salah is the pillar of Islam. Whoever demolishes it, demolishes the deen. Mm. Allahu Akbar. So this is how serious it is. And alhamdulillah, along with salah, as salah purifies our inner self and our external self, and it is an ibadah which is done with the body and with the alhamdulillah, with the words as well, the verbal ibadat and the physical ibadat, and at the same time it is a spiritual ibadat also, because one focuses his attention on the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is stated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam asked, "Mal ihsan, what is goodness?" And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "It is that when you pray, you must think that you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're not on that level, at least think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you." So these are the things that inshallah we should continue. And alhamdulillah, Ramadan has rectified at Mahasab in many ways, such as, if we had the wayward activities going on prior to Ramadan, in Ramadan we got the opportunity to mend our ways and do virtuous things and to earn the piety and inshallah and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, we also got to know the value of the morals, the good morals and ethics that was taught by the one who has the best of morals, the one who has the best of character, subhanAllah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what would make people enter Jannah the most, he says two things, subhanAllah. One is good deeds, meaning piety, and the other is good character, akhlaq, subhanAllah. So this is the criterion. If we want to become Jannatis, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us the perfect formula. You want the membership of Jannah? This is how you purchase the membership of Jannah,
subhanAllah. Very beautifully explained, Muhasab. So we learn good manners and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear of Allah azza wa jalla is, of course, a prerequisite and a condition, dear viewers, to attain taqwa and piety. And manners of any ibadat, Muhasab. If a person can have manners, then every other ibadat will be done with so much of khushu and khuzu. It will be done with, you know, with humility and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because one of the signs of a person who performs namaz, the signs of a person who fears Allah azza wa jalla, is that when he stands for salah, he reads his salah, performs and establishes his salah with khushu and khuzu. Not as if he is tired and falling apart and he can't even stand for Salatul Isha or any other salah. This should not be the case, dear viewers, as Ramadan made us perform our Taraweeh Salah, 20 raka'at Muhasab, daily till the end of Ramadan. That's supposed to put us back into the vibe that when this is the blessings of Sunnat, what will be the blessings of Faraib, Muhasab?
Allahu Akbar.
So, yes, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, as Mawlana Qadir Sahib had mentioned, manners is very, very, very important, alhamdulillah. And if we can have manners, then trust me, dear viewers, we have a big share in Islam, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So, this is what we need to have on mind, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Another beautiful aspect and point is that the one whose pan of virtues will be heavy on the day of judgment and who will have more blessings and virtuous deeds will enjoy the desired blissful life of paradise. But if your deeds, your amal, your actions are less, how would you enjoy in Jannah, dear viewers of Madinah Channel? On the other hand, the hell, Jahannam, Allahu Akbar, will be the designation of the one whose pan of virtues will be light. Zada amal, zada action uske paas nahi honge. So there are many acts of worship, dear viewers, which of course leads a person to Jannah, to paradise. And from amongst them, Muasab Qibla had mentioned, it is good manners. It is also something which would lead you to Jannah. So if you want to know, am I on the right track? Am I on the right path? Then you need to do your own self-introspection, Muasab. After the month of Ramadan, whether we are sticking to the things that we have learned in the month of Ramadan, or have we violated them? We have left them. We have of course, you know, wanting to do it, but because of time, again, we are in the same situation. This should never be the case. Keep the Eid vibe as well as the Ramadan vibe alive throughout the year, dear viewers, until you meet with Ramadan again, inshallah, after you make dua. To Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, make us meet with the month of Ramadan. Keep making this dua. If we have not done justice in the month of Ramadan, next year, we cannot let our Ramadan pass neglectfully, dear viewers of Madani Channel. These were some beautiful narrations and some statements made so that you and I can gain more closeness and nearness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come to the end. Time is completely over, dear viewers. But however, the mission and the maqsad is still the same. Our aim is still the same, that we should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can leave on this note that subhanallah in Sahih al-Bukhari, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that which is light on the tongue but heavy on the pen and scale on the day of judgment. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari said, there are two such phases which are light on the tongue but are heavy on the scale of deeds. And Allah Azza wa Jalla likes them very, very much. And then the beloved Rasul recited, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah. If you can make this your invocation, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, your wazifa, day and night, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, your pen of and scale on the day of judgment, whereas your good deeds will be placed, will become heavier, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We end on this note, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day.